This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's a lot going on in this story.
Okay.
There's the insanity of wanting to do this for fun. Mm. There's the age of the person who did this. But I'm sure when this person decided to cross this off their bucket list item, there was no way they thought what happened to them could happen to them.
So they were surprised.
Oh, boy, this would be a surprise.
Okay.
They lived to tell the tale. But even after initially surviving, what the hell are you supposed to do to keep yourself alive?
You got that close, huh?
Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into the story. Last Thursday night, there was a hell of an issue with a skydiving trip that went south for one of the participants, but it's not the way that you think. The 59-year-old woman. 59-year-old woman decided she was going to jump out of a plane, and she did just that.
Is this like her first attempt?
We do not have that information. Okay. So she goes up, she leaps out of the plane. She free fell for a little while. She deployed her chute. Everything went beautifully. And she was slowly floating down to the ground, taking in her surroundings.
So perfect.
And that's when they lost her.
What do you mean they lost her?
They lost her.
Oh, like they lost her location?
They lost
where she landed?
Yes.
Okay.
According to authorities, it is believed that the wind blew her parachute off course.
So she kind of drifted away?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
North of the landing zone where they were waiting for her. And when that happened, they couldn't find her.
Did you have her cell phone?
Well, are you allowed to jump with a cell phone? Probably fall out of your pocket, hit someone on the head. That's dangerous.
Well, you zipper it up at something.
No, can you hear me now? You just zipper it up.
Maybe it's the GoPro cam. But you know how people have like the selfie sticks? Mm-hmm. I always assume those are on their phones, but maybe not.
If she had a cell phone, she didn't have reception because they could not find her. Damn. All that they knew was that this woman landed in a wooded area.
Okay. Well, she could be hanging in a tree.
Yes, she could. It was so bad.
How bad was it?
They had to call emergency personnel to help with the search. And even they were having a hard time. Mm-hmm. It had to get to a point where people started to fear the worst on me.
Carol!
That's when, an hour and 15 minutes later, she was located by authorities on a country road. Authorities say she had minor injuries. She was taken by private vehicle to the hospital, checked out. After all of that, it sounds like, physically, she's going to be okay.
Okay.
Do they tell you how to handle this when you jump out of a plane?
I hope so.
Did you think this was a possibility? Because I wouldn't have.
Like being blown off course?
You get lost.
Yeah. Right.
So.
And that far lost.
And she wasn't jumping with somebody like on her back. It was like a solo.
No, that would have been an awkward situation.
Yes.
Get off me! Get off me!
She's all alone.
Carol!
You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, so like she's by herself, which means she's probably experienced.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But
they still couldn't find her for an hour and a half. Yeah. I mean, so to your point, the fact that she was jumping alone then leads us to believe this was not her first time, unless you're allowed to solo jump for your first time.
I wouldn't think.
Okay, we've never gone skydiving.
First time you just jump yourself?
252 WCMF, are you allowed to go by yourself if you want to on your first jump? Or is this a woman that you would assume has experience because she's going by herself?
At that age, you can go either way. It could have been like a bucket list thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or she's been doing it her whole life.
Yeah, she's right on the goal line of this is what I do for a hobby versus let's try it one time.
I saw this in a Viagra ad.
Think about how horrifying it would be if you're this woman. Because you know you're going off course, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. She also landed in a wooded area. So to your point, she had to go through the trees.
Right.
Then after all that, you most likely have no idea where you are. You have no way to get a hold of anybody.
No.
There is no guarantee that someone's going to find you, because I know that we like to assume in today's society, Your Majesty, that it's easy to locate missing people.
You would think.
There was that guy in Geneseo who was running from the cops, shot at the cops.
Yeah, he
ran and then disappeared. His body was just like 100 yards from the street. They looked all over for him. They couldn't find him for a year. Somebody else found him. And after all of that, there would have to be the real possibility that you die in the woods by yourself that would start to sink.
Like you get hang in the trees.
Exactly. Or even like...
Your Skeletor remains.
Skeletor?
Skeletor.
Skeletor was... Wasn't that the villain from He-Man? Did you say Skeletor remains?
Yes. What would you say?
Skeletal?
Skeletal?
Skeletal. Yeah. Skittle remains. Skittle remains. You said Skeletor remains.
Yes. How do you say it?
Skeletal remains.
Skeletal?
Skeletal.
That Tor?
Skeletor was remains. The bad guy He-Man, wasn't he?
Well, you were like pretty scary.
Skeletor remains. You're so stupid.
At least I ain't dead in the trees.
Not yet. Too
far. I've heard him say Skeletor before, but I thought he was just kidding.
No. Skeletal.
This is one of those rare occasions where Tommy's actually embarrassed and he doesn't know how to handle it. 252 WCM. I forget. We're talking about this 59-year-old woman and He-Man enthusiast who jumped out of a plane. Everything went fine until she was slowly blown off course. According to the story, she went missing. They couldn't find her for an hour and 15 minutes. She was finally located, taken by private car to the hospital. Looks like everything's gonna be okay. There's no way this is real. Kimmy, there's no way this is real.
Sure.
Okay. 252 WCMF, because we had a lot of questions.
Yes.
And we've never been skydiving. Let's talk to Skyler. He's on CMF. Hey, Skyler. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I think it's skeletorial.
No, that's when one skeleton gets upset another skeleton is on their property. He's very skeletorial. Yeah, yeah.
So one of my nicknames is Skeletor Aurora Borealis, just for the record. But me and...
Sucks so hard. But you were saying, Scott. So
me and my buddies went skydiving. You don't have to be a professional because I've only ever done it once, but we took like a 5-hour course before. And so it tells you what to do if something goes wrong. And thank God we didn't smoke any pot because I paid attention and my parachute didn't open.
What?
So you got like.
Is that why your voice sounds like that? Because you hit the ground at that speed?
I know. I got it open, but I paid attention. What you got to do. It was tangled, so you just put your hands up in the middle of the ropes, and you kick your foot around to the left, and it popped right open. But you wear a headset so you can talk back and forth to the dude, right? Okay. And he'll tell you, you can just have fun, go left, right, do whatever you want. And he's like, okay, now you got to go to the left, and you know you just pull one cord, and it turns you. And my buddy's headset went, like the batteries went dead.
So you really paid for a quality operation here.
He went way, way off course. And the guy was flipping out on him. You're going to... We went right into the trees, but not like high into the trees. Went right to the edge of the field in the trees. But the guy was flipping out on him. And my buddy's a big boy. And he can't believe he didn't just rip that dude's head off. He's like, your headset went dead. And I couldn't hear. You're not listening. He's like, the headset's dead. But it was pretty scary for everybody.
You know, you almost ended up Skeletor Remains. Oh, my God. That was really bad. It was really bad.
Skeletor Aurora Borealis Remains.
All right, Skyler, so after that experience, because it sounds like a lot of things went wrong there, are you willing to do it again?
Oh, no, man. I was like 23 back then. I'm 54 now. I ain't going up in no plane.
You're still not 23?
Nope, I know.
Can you imagine trying to communicate with him while he's falling through the space?
Skyler, what would it sound like? We'd say, hey, Skyler, do we have it? Skylar, I can't make out what you're wearing.
Big boy. 23.
Skylar Aurora Borealis, come in. Skylar Aurora Borealis.
Skylar Aurora Borealis, come on.
Sorry, my fault, Skylar.
You guys have a great day. You know how sometimes your listeners get bored with you on the phone? I've got to go.
Bye, Skylar. Trying to hurt us. Well, you guys suck, too, man. Okay, so like this woman getting lost, again, this 59-year-old woman, according to police, she goes up, skydives, she comes down, everything goes fine until she gets blown off course.
Yeah.
Do you have to drag the chute with you if you get lost?
You landed.
Yeah, let's say you got a chute from the company.
No, I think
right? You
can. You just take it off. You probably take it off.
No, I understand you can take it off.
But you have to bring it with you to give it back to the guy.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Or you're going to lose your deposit.
Okay.
What's a deposit on a parachute? $500?
How heavy is a parachute? It can't be that heavy, right?
I think they're pretty heavy.
I don't know. I mean, it's keeping you from dying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got all that straps and everything to it.
It's got all that straps.
They literally attach it to your Skeletor frame. Skeletorial.
All right, let me ask you a question. So you jump out of the plane, you get blown off course, you have no idea where you are, and you're afraid. How much would the deposit have to be where you wouldn't take off the parachute?
So how much?
So let's say the deposit was $100. Would you leave that thing in the woods and start walking?
Yeah.
Okay.
$100.
$400.
Oh no, it's coming with me.
Wait, $400 is enough to you to potentially?
I'm dragging that thing back.
But if that thing could hold you down, if it gets to nightfall, that's a serious problem.
Nightfall.
There's animals in the woods.
There is.
Well, you bring that up. Did you see?
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Okay.
There's animals in the woods.
Bro, you could get killed and end up skeletal remains.
What do you think is going to kill you?
No. I don't know if this is a recent video or if this is from like the past, but there's that footage of a skydiver landing in Australia, and he lands like right in the middle of all this pack of kangaroos.
Yeah,
and they literally just come and start punching him as he's landing.
It's like the funniest thing you've ever
seen. That was Skylar. Why am I Australian? Turn on him.
It's weird. I love how you.
How much pot did I smoke today?
I love like we've done now a crossover of Skylar doing Ben being done by Tommy.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This point seems like this sport is unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, until we get bored of it.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, there is a negative effect that people never saw coming.
Oh.
Because, Tommy, when you're building a pickleball court, it takes up space.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out taking space away from things that are affecting kids.
Well, you got to give stuff up.
Well, but you're giving up things that kids enjoy doing
okay. For
the sake of a bunch of yous.
Me's yous?
Yous.
Yous.
If you're hanging out in the break room, we're on Stitcher Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF story over the weekend about how pickleball is consuming parks across the United States. And how the building of pickleball courts are wiping out basketball courts, tennis courts, and skate parks.
So they're like tearing them down.
Or putting pickleball courts over them. So several communities are up in arms that, and I quote, already rare basketball spaces have been turned into pickleball courts, eliminating entire communities' abilities to play. And locally, there are some YMCAs that will convert their indoor pickleball or their indoor basketball courts certain times of the day into places
straight pickle.
Yeah, for people to play pickleball.
Straight up.
And there are people who shoot hoops at that time of day that are now furious that the pickleballers have thrown them out of the gym.
Mm-hmm. The hoopers versus the picklers.
For some reason, Kimmy, communities.
I'm taking that basketball team.
You think so? I don't know. Have you seen old guys playing basketball?
Yeah, I'm telling you, though, old man strength.
Yeah, but they got bad knees. They all got bad knees.
Shoulders, back.
Yeah. What do you think the picklers got?
I don't know. You're not jumping pickling.
That's why they do it.
All right. But this is the power of the Grey Panthers.
What are you talking about?
They just take over. They'll push you aside. They'll just say, now it's ours now. They're entitled.
I mean, that's what it says.
It's the power of the, it's the gray wave, man.
To your point, like, I want to say it's the gray.
Get to the grave, grave.
Wave to the grave.
I want to say it's the gray wave. But I do know a lot of younger people that are in pickleball leagues and play pickleball regularly, and it's not, it's there. I wonder if a lot of the rec sports have been replaced with pickleball.
Well, I mean, apparently not enough where folks are just okay with this happening. I mean, look, you even saw the Dome Arena throw out all the other stuff they've done in the past to become an exclusive pickleball venue.
Yeah, they totally flipped.
And it didn't work out for them, right? But they did it. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Is pickleball taking over parks across America at the expense of other sports?
The children.
Is this a problem for you?
No.
What do you mean? You're bitching all the time about how fat kids are. They don't get outside.
They're not using the crap anyway.
What do you mean they're not using the crap?
I drive past the parks. I don't see no damn kids.
One, no, you're not. Two, if you were driving past the parks,
I slow down and I look for the children. I don't see the children.
Like, the only good thing he's got going for him, Kimmy, is he hasn't had candy in his car in 30 years. Hey, kids, you want some fennel? Kimmy, do you see this as a problem?
Because your old man's deep in it.
Yeah, I mean, my fear is just, is this a phase? Like, are
it's
people
racquetball
not,
all over again.
Yeah, man. Like, are people not going to be interested in this, or is something else going to come along in the next 10 years and we'll be like, hey, remember when everybody played pickleball?
So there's two ways to look at it along those lines, right? Tommy, you brought up squash, racquetball, whatever you want to call it, right? Squash was a monster for years. There were communities that built those concrete walls.
Oh, my God. They had
parks.
Those indoor facilities. It was on ESPN.
Do either of you know anybody that plays squash anymore?
Oh.
No.
I don't. I mean, that could be the argument for keeping the basketball and the tennis courts because, like you say, you know, nobody wants to play basketball. You just made that up, right? Like, you just
could you just make it like an everything court? You know what I mean?
Well, that's going to cause more fights because, now I wanted to be a pickleball court. Well, I'm here to play basketball.
But,
but, like, you can make the argument that because basketball and tennis and the skate park have survived, not the skate park so much, but the other two sports have survived recreationally for, what, like 90 years? Where there's always somebody on those courts.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the problem.
That's the argument to keep them over pickleball.
You got to, instead of, like, going all in early on these sports, these new sports.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes and wait a little bit before you start to overdevelop like these parks into these fads. Because if it goes away, then you're stuck.
You're not wrong, but counterpoint to that, we've also seen communities have like housing values raise when they put pickleball courts in their parks. Not to mention, I mean, your goal as a community, like the government, right, the town government, is there to provide things for you, right? Like that's their job. Like here's a park over here, we're fixing roads over here. So I would understand why they would see this and be like, oh, we can keep our community active. Let's put the pickleball courts here.
But
how
it sounds
long
like
are you
it's
supposed to wait?
But you overdevelop. Pickleball hasn't been around that long, has it?
I mean, not in a popular.
Anybody knew about it.
I remember kids playing it in gym class, but I didn't. I don't know if it was for adults at that time.
But the counterpoint to that too can be: how does it blow up if there's not enough places for people to play?
It's got to blow up on its own.
Oh, Mike, what does that even mean?
It's got to be a self-blowing type of situation.
And I mean, every man's tried, and we're not going to get there.
I would also.
Right? We've all tried, haven't we? No? If we're not done? Because I haven't.
Oh, I got a bad back.
I heard other guys have it, not me personally.
Why would you leave the house?
Boo!
Oh, that's where everybody, you draw the line.
I was walking and you blew boom. You self blew the joke, is what you did.
I'm surprised.
Skeletal remains.
Here, especially, there's so many outdoor courts just because it's not something you can play outdoor all year round.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm surprised there aren't more indoor facilities, I guess, being
it's
built.
Coming.
But we
well,
saw
no.
the one.
The Dome tried it, and it,
right.
and it tanked.
Which I'm surprised.
But you have the one, you have a place in Fairport that is opening up or has opened up near the bars.
I think it's there already, yeah.
Then you have that place in East Rochester, Donk and Flonkers. What's it? It's a private.
Every time you say it like that, I can't remember the
name. Flug and Dugers.
So it's an indoor.
Pickleball, yeah, facility. Like
with
they've
a
been
bar.
Around for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have a bar inside.
Dinkers. It's just called Dinkers.
Snop and Donkles.
No, that's your fantasy on Saturday night.
Snop and Donkles?
Yes.
Really? What is a snop? What is snop and a donkle?
You don't know?
No.
Tell me, I got a little facility. Facility I just opened up.
I want to see you say back what I said.
Would you like to check it out?
Well, yeah, where would this facility be?
Oh, it's located in the men's room.
Really? No
I have
kidding.
A new facility.
Yeah, what's
it's
called?
It's a little kiosk. It's called Old Uncle Tommy's Schlonk and Donkers from the Donk to your Schlonk Sauce.
From the dog to my schlong.
Yes.
Get the hell out of here. 252 WCMF. We're talking about how communities across America have furious residents.
Pushing kids out.
Yes, essentially that the communities are building pickleball courts over tennis courts, over basketball courts, over skate parks because it's become so popular. But people that play these other sports are getting very upset. We saw it locally. There are YMCAs that are converting their indoor gyms into pickleball courts sometimes. Mm. And it's taken away for people that want to shoot hoops. And folks are yelling, like, one, this could just be a fad. You're ruining this. Two, you're taking away valuable space that kids want to go play.
The children.
Kids don't have pickleball paddles and balls. And
where are these chubby children going to do the thing?
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Bill writes us. They should replace every basketball court with pickleball courts in every park. I'd rather see people playing pickle than getting into fist fights over hard fouls. Yeah, because we haven't seen fist fights on pickleball courts.
And the thing is, too, at least with pickup basketball, there are a lot of people that can participate in this at one time.
Yeah, you can run 10 at a time.
Whereas, like, pickleball, it's max, like, 4 at a time on each court. I don't know how many people you're getting in and out of there.
Do they play singles pickle or is it all doubles?
I don't know.
How long does a game go?
I've never played, never watched.
I mean, if you play like a full set hour?
Do they score at the same as tennis?
I don't know.
Because I don't even know how tennis is scored.
I don't
watched
either.
Three of my daughter's matches last week.
Go ahead.
It says a casual game of pickleball, which I don't know if most people are playing a casual game. That lasts between 15 to 30 minutes.
Per game?
A competitive match.
How many games
match.
Do you play in a
wait,
set?
Wait, wait. It says a competitive match can take 45 minutes or longer.
F that.
Yeah.
Why would you want
I'm
to
out.
And it seems like tournament matches, you're playing best of three. Jeez. Ooh.
Come on, man. You can rip through a game to 11 on a basketball court in like 5 to 10 minutes.
All right.
And that's 10 people at a time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what really bothers me here.
Better
I guess.
Turnover for your money.
Well, no, but in all sincerity, look, anybody that's ever played pickup basketball their entire life, and you can set this one out, Tommy. I'll talk to Kimmy. Like, you go to the park, right? You have two basketball courts normally that work just fine, and everybody rotates in, right? You got your four or five guys, depending on the side of the court, five guys or gals, whatever, and they're going to play. There could be 20 guys waiting, and within 30 minutes, somebody's going to get a game.
You'll get in.
Right?
Or even if there's not enough people, like, there'll be one court playing games, another court where people are just shooting hoops, too. So, like, even while you wait, there may be something to do.
Like, we accidentally stumbled upon the perfect athletic system with pickup basketball in parks in America, right? Winner stays, next five to make a free throw, go. And then you keep rolling it through.
So you get good turnover.
Yeah. It's easy to do. Doesn't sound like it with pickle. And I guess the bigger problem here, Tommy, the bigger issue with all you picklers taking over America. It does sound like you said that the towns, cities, communities are favoring the older crowd over the younger ones.
Yeah, those are the ones that pay the taxes.
But here's the problem.
And bitch.
There are already so many things for the older set to do in these communities, right? Like, they'll run full health programs, senior leagues for sports, field trips with buses to casinos and leash
Silver
washing.
Sneakers.
Yeah. Like, do you have to take all the courts in the park, too?
Yeah.
Go to any community center, like gym that a town has, and count how many people are over the age of 60, and it's going to be all of them.
Yeah.
So then why do you get the pickleball, too?
Because we got the power. And we're greedy.
Yeah, thank you.
We are the greediest generation the world has ever known.
That's what I'm getting at.
We're selfish. We have bad old tattoos. We have funny hats.
This park is mine now.
Yeah. Novelty t-shirts.
Move over, kids.
It's infuriating.
And you'll never break it.
Well, you're going to die soon.
No, but the next generation of old farts is right behind me.
I don't know. I want to hope that Gen X doesn't pull the crap you guys are pulling.
Nah, Why not? Every generation's going to have something, though,
but if you see that generation getting all that, you're going to even push it further.
In your selfish boomer mentality, I get why you would think that. You could also look at that and be like, man, those guys were dicks. Well, thank God they're gone.
But look at all the cool stuff.
Boy.
Like, I can't believe how much free stuff I get from just showing up. Just showing up and being 65. You get everything.
I hate you so much. And you don't pay taxes. You live in your wife's house. Yeah. You don't deserve to live.
Well, one of
you
us pay taxes.
You don't do any of the stuff that's offered to you. You, in fact, make fun of your wife when she goes and does that
stuff. Like, every time I go someplace, I'm always amazed at how much I get a free bag of, like, samples of stuff. Like, every place I go, every doctor I go to, I get a goodie bag to take home. Like, I just went on, like, a field trip for my body. It's amazing, like, what they give you.
That's great, man. That's really good for you. I mean, all that stuff will be gone by the time I get to be that age.
Well, the copay is 20, but you're going to get $70 worth of product.
That's awesome.
So you're in the plus.
That's great, as all the millennials and Gen Zers that don't have health insurance listen to you talk about your free goodie bag.
You know it's out there, bro.
What do you mean
you know
it's out there?
We'll be tossing out there free goodie bags that have been sitting in the closet for decades.
Thank you.
No, I use the stuff.
What kind of stuff are we talking?
Well, I can't. You know, she helped me out really good. Some stuff.
Let's take a break.
The dentist.
Well, the dentist gives everybody a toothbrush, whether you're 12 or 65.
They get solid gold toothbrushes.
No, but you get toothbrush, toothpaste, floss.
Yes.
Like, everybody gets that.
Yeah, but it's nice.
No, like, I know.
But that's just the base. I enjoy that.
Oh, really? What do you get that we don't get?
X-rays.
Free X-rays? Are you sure he's not just trying to kill you? Yeah, keep standing there. You know what you can see when you get someone's X-rays, Kimmy?
Right.
Their skeletal remains. If you don't get it, go back and listen to the last break. Let's take a break. Right. This is patriotism.
Okay.
This is good. Well, I mean, sacrifice.
Good.
And look, there are folks that argue that people do not want to be plugged in or know the real issues about the upcoming presidential election, and this would be proof that they're wrong.
They're tuned in.
Well, folks did tune in. In fact, so much so that this plummeted while the debate was on. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So it's been an interesting week of politics. In fact, yesterday, another massive story.
Yeah.
The FBI believes an attempted assassination attempt on the former president while he's out playing golf at his club in Florida. So we're going to sort that out for the next couple of days. But he's safe, right? The presidential debate kicked off all of this. Last couple of days have been saying right? And folks wanted to see the candidates very badly, because this would be the first look you would get at Kamala Harris, right, and having a debate. They wanted to see so much so, Tommy.
What happened?
That during the debate, porn use, plummeted from all of the major porn sites.
So we freed our hand up.
Yes, we did.
We learned to let go.
During the debate, streaming on sites were down 15% compared to normal at that time. And it was down in every state in America.
So across this great nation of ours.
You got it. Yes. But specifically in battleground states,
it
was lower. The fewer people were watching porn than even everybody else. For example, Pennsylvania, battleground state.
Big porn state.
Saw an 18% drop compared to the 15% everyone else. Wisconsin, battleground state. Saw a 22% drop in porn watching during the debate. Meaning almost one in five people that would have been watching porn bailed to see what the candidates had to say.
It is a weird thought process.
What do you mean?
Getting ready to watch porn, but I go, I think I want to watch the debate.
Why is that weird?
Well, because it's two different headspaces.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, one of the candidates.
but you know, when you have porn on your mind, which is one of the worst Glen Campbell tunes of.
How's that go?
If I have porno on my mind. No, but you know, when you get in your porn head, you don't have your political head on.
In your Skeletor head?
Yes. My Skeletor porn head. It's hard to make that transition, which is impressive that you go, oh.
Well, is politics just in general, is thinking that this is even happening, is that just like a mood killer for most people?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I would think that would put a lot of people out of their regular routine, out of the mood, because they know it's coming even. It doesn't even have to be on, but you know, like, you're going to watch it.
That's the video I was just watching.
It's going to put you in a bad mood.
No, but I mean, I would argue, Kimmy, if you're going to be in a bad mood, wouldn't...
Well, maybe.
Wouldn't porn be the distraction you needed?
Yes,
right?
It relaxes you.
Unless you really can't get by it.
It's fantasy.
If I'm really, really upset and distracted,
yeah.
I would think that I'm not going to watch this at all, right?
Well, then you maybe afterwards.
All right.
Maybe after you're done watching the debate.
It would also be interesting to see how if it spiked after the debate.
Oh, yeah, that's a good, okay. Good question.
Right.
This is patriotic, right?
Well, yeah. Oh, I would say
no,
so.
I'm being serious when I ask that question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, like, this kind of makes me feel good about America.
Yeah. I mean, you put down one of your rights to enjoy another one of your rights. If you think about it.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Mm.
I mean, some countries there are no debates and no porn. We have both. and pickleball.
That's a... No, but I mean...
But there are countries where both of those things don't happen.
That's a really good point.
You could be jailed.
For both of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the same damn time.
Yeah. By the way, don't go play with yourself while you're voting. That is against the law in America. There's not that much freedom. Unless you're behind the little curtain, in which case, who would know? No, but I mean, like, you know, if the definition of patriotism is sacrifice for the sake of the country, mm-hmm. whether that's the greatest sacrifice that we're all familiar with, right? Or something as simple as what we're talking about here, this is the definition of patriotism.
You put down one right to enjoy another right.
And what makes this even more impressive is there are people who will do things patriotic for the sake of other people seeing
mm-hmm.
This, no one else would know.
Right.
That you did.
Yeah.
It's like, it's self-sacrifice.
It's self-discipline.
Yes. And well, more than discipline. You didn't do it so someone else would be like, wow, look at that. That's mm-hmm. an American.
Yeah, you did it in private.
Man or woman. I mean, did you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen folks get pretty nonchalant about voting, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, for example, I know a guy who has voted in every local election since he has moved to the town that he's in,
mm-hmm.
and to this day cannot tell me the name of the village mayor or the town supervisor where he lives.
Who's that?
That would be you. You idiot.
Larry Petrowski.
Shut up. Like, the fact that folks were sacrificing their J.O. time,
mm-hmm.
right, to be more informed makes me feel good.
Look at that. We did our patriotic duty and released our penis.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Porn use dropped across America during last week's presidential debate. In swing states or battleground states, it was even higher. Pennsylvania saw an 18% drop compared to the 15% across America. Wisconsin saw a 22% drop in people watching pornography compared to that time. 252-WCMF. All right, so we got some folks on hold.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we feel about talking politics on this show, right? Okay.
Right.
So that being said, do we want to take a phone call?
For sure.
So you're gonna
do we have
this.
The old button?
Do we have, Kimmy, do we have the audio or do we lose the audio?
Oh, that might be gone.
No, come on. That's the best part of the whole thing.
Let me check.
Okay, Kimmy, because like here's how we do it on this show, right? Like, you know, we could talk about politics. Right. I just don't care who you're voting for, right? And we're not going to sit here and let you.
We don't want to go political.
Exactly. Well, I mean, whatever. Well, who cares, right? That being said, if you do start going down that road, we did have a sound effect that we used to have that was brilliant.
Oh, we got the standard buzzer.
Okay, we'll just hit the buzzer if it goes that way. Let's talk to Sammy. Hey, Sammy, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. We got.
Listen, with how screwed our country is, watching the debate the other night is pretty much like watching a porno.
How so?
Well, I don't care who we get, the country's effed.
How is that like watching a porno?
I think you can put it together.
No, that's what I'm asking.
Well, we got Biden and... sorry, not Biden. We got Kamala Trump. We got Trump or we got Kamala here. So, this country's pretty much effed.
All right.
Where's that buzzer?
Well, he didn't really go down. He didn't go down a
road.
He hates everybody.
I know, yeah.
All right.
And what are you going to do?
It's a blanket hate. Right.
Well, I mean, I went from feeling patriotic, Sammy, to you just ruined it for me,
bro. Yeah.
All right, Sammy, great call,
buddy. He's out. He's already out. America's done. He's out. Sammy's gone.
Man, what are the odds that we were living through the end of America?
Wow.
It sucks. I feel like he felt that joke was going in a certain way.
Yes, I did.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was going to hit harder up front than it did.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, if you want to make the argument that the debates are porn because we want to sit there and wait for that, like, you know, gratification. Of, like, yeah, that soundbite from the person you don't like or the soundbite for the candidate that you're pulling for, right?
Debate
like,
porn.
Yeah, there's the argument to be made. But you know why, man? We're all effed. Like the people in the porn. Have you thought about it that way,
I have not.
Have you wrapped your mind around who gets effed in the porn? Here's a end of the story for you. It's us, man. We get effed. Man. This is patriotism.
Okay.
This is
this is good.
Well, I mean, sacrifice. Good. And look, there are folks that argue that people do not want to be plugged in or know the real issues about the upcoming presidential election, and this would be proof that they're wrong.
They're tuned in.
Well, folks did tune in. In fact, so much so that this plummeted while the debate was on. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So it's been an interesting week of politics. In fact, yesterday, another massive story. Yeah. The FBI believes an attempted assassination attempt on the former president while he's out playing golf at his club in Florida. So we're going to sort that out for the next couple of days. Yeah. But he's safe, right? The presidential debate kicked off all of this. Last couple days of insanity, right? And folks wanted to see the candidates very badly, because this would be the first look you would get at Kamala Harris, right, and having a debate. They wanted to see so much so, Tommy.
What happened?
That during the debate, porn use, plummeted from all of the major porn
sites.
So
we freed our hand up.
Yes, yes, we did.
We learned to let go.
During the debate, streaming on sites were down 15% compared to normal at that time. And it was down in every state in America.
So across this great nation of ours.
You got it. Yes. But specifically in battleground states, it was lower. The fewer people were watching porn than even everybody else. For example, Pennsylvania, battleground state.
Big porn state.
Saw an 18% drop compared to the 15% everyone else. Wisconsin, battleground state. Saw a 22% drop in porn watching during the debate, meaning almost one in five people that would have been watching porn bailed to see what the candidates had to say.
It is a weird thought process.
What do you mean?
Getting ready to watch porn, but I go, I think I want to watch the debate.
Why is that weird?
Well, because it's two different headspaces.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, one of the candidates.
But, you know, when you get, when you have porn on your mind, which is one of the worst Glen Campbell tunes of.
How's that go?
If I have porno on my mind. No, but, you know, when you get in your porn head, you don't have your political head on.
In your Skeletor head?
Yes. My Skeletor porn head. It's hard to make that transition, which is impressive that you go, oh.
Well, is politics just in general, is thinking that this is even happening, is that just like a mood killer for most people?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because like I would think that would put a lot of people out of their regular routine, out of the mood, because they know it's coming even. It doesn't even have to be on, but you know like you're going to watch it.
That's the video I was just watching.
It's going to put you in a bad mood.
No, but I mean, I would argue, Kimmy, if you're going to be in a bad mood, wouldn't...
Well, maybe.
Wouldn't porn be the distraction you needed?
Yes, it relaxes you.
Unless you really can't get by it.
It's fantasy.
If I'm really, really upset and distracted, I would think that I'm not going to watch this at all, right?
Well, then maybe afterwards.
All right.
Maybe after you're done watching the debate.
It would also be interesting to see how if it spiked after the debate.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
This is patriotic, right?
Well, yeah. Oh, I would say
no,
so.
I'm being serious when I ask that question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, like, this kind of makes me feel good about America.
Yeah. I mean, you put down one of your rights to enjoy another one of your rights. If you think about it.
Yeah, you're right. Mm.
I mean, some countries there are no debates and no porn. We have both. and pickleball.
That's a... No, but I mean...
But there are countries where both of those things don't happen.
That's a really good point.
You could be jailed.
For both of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the same damn time.
Yeah. By the way, don't go play with yourself while you're voting. That is against the law in America. There's not that much freedom. Unless you're behind a little curtain, in which case, who would know? No, but I mean, like, you know, if the definition of patriotism is sacrifice for the sake of the country, whether that's the greatest sacrifice that we're all familiar with, right? Or something as simple as what we're talking about here, that this is the definition of patriotism.
You put down one right to enjoy another right.
And what makes this even more impressive is there are people who will do things patriotic for the sake of other people seeing this, no one else would know.
Right.
That you did.
Yeah.
It's like, it's self-sacrifice.
It's self-discipline.
Yes. And well, more than discipline. You didn't do it so someone else would be like, wow, look at that's an American.
Yeah, you did it in private.
Man or woman. I mean, did you know?
Mm-hmm.
we've seen folks get pretty nonchalant about voting, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, for example, I know a guy who has voted in every local election since he has moved to the town that he's in, mm-hmm. and to this day cannot tell me the name of the village mayor or the town supervisor where he lives.
Who's that?
That would be you. You idiot.
Larry Petrosky.
Shut up. Like, the fact that folks were sacrificing their J.O. time, mm-hmm. right, to be more informed makes me feel good.
Look at that. We did our patriotic duty and released our penis.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Porn use dropped across America during last week's presidential debate. In swing states or battleground states, it was even higher. Pennsylvania saw an 18% drop compared to the 15% across America. Wisconsin saw a 22% drop in people watching pornography compared to that time. 252-WCMF. All right, so we got some folks on hold. Mm-hmm. You know how we feel about talking politics on this show, right? Okay. Right. So that being said, do we want to take a phone call?
For sure.
So you're
do we have
this.
The old button?
Do we have, Kimmy, do we have the audio or do we lose the audio?
Oh, that might be gone.
No, come on. That's the best part of the whole thing.
Let me check.
Okay, Kimmy, because like here's how we do it on the show, right? Like, you know, we could talk about politics. Right. I just don't care who you're voting for, right? And we're not going to sit here and let you.
We don't want to go political.
Exactly. Well, I mean, whatever. Who cares, right? That being said, if you do start going down that road, we did have a sound effect that we used to have that was brilliant. That
we got the standard buzzer.
Okay, we'll just hit the buzzer if it goes that way. Let's talk to Sammy. Hey, Sammy, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. We got.
Listen, with how screwed our country is, watching the debate the other night is pretty much like watching a porno.
How so?
Well, I don't care who we get, the country is effed.
How is that like watching a porno?
I think you can put it together.
No, that's what I'm asking.
Well, we got Biden and... sorry, not Biden. We got Kamala Trump. We got Trump or we got Kamala here. So, this country's pretty much effed.
All right.
Where's that buzzer?
Well, he didn't really go down. He didn't say anything. He didn't go down the road. He hates everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
And what are you going to do?
It's a blanket hate.
Right. Well, I mean, I went from feeling patriotic, Sammy, to you just ruined it for me.
Yeah.
All right, Sammy, great call, buddy.
He's out. He's already out. America's done. He's out. Sammy's gone.
Man, what are the odds that we were living through the end of America?
Wow.
It sucks. I feel like he felt that joke was going in a certain way.
Yes, I did.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it was going to hit harder up front than it did.
Yeah.
Right? Because like if you want to make the argument that the debates are porn because we want to sit there and wait for that like, you know, gratification. Like, yeah, that soundbite from the person you don't like or the soundbite for the candidate that you're pulling for, right?
Debate
like,
porn.
Yeah, there's the argument to be made. But you know why, man? We're all effed. Like the people in the porn. Have you thought about it that way,
I have not.
Have you wrapped your mind around who gets effed in the porn? Here's a end of the story for you. It's us, man. We get effed, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.